it's really precious just to worship with so many people and just experiencing God as in what He's doing and what He's saying. And this evening's message is something that happened to me, and it's a really personal message, but I really believe it's also something that the Lord wants to share with His church. On the 8th of March, I had a back operation, and it was a Thursday, and so after I got out of surgery, I was there the Thursday, the Friday, and the Saturday I got home. A really difficult time for me, difficulty in walking, you know. I walked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I don't know if you've seen that, but I actually walked like that, thinking of it now, you know, something like this. And as I went home the Saturday, I was just relaxing there, lying on my back. And some of you may know me, but I'm a really industrious person. So my wife says, is that, you know. But I don't like to chill. I like to work. I like to do. And so it was one of those times in my life where I couldn't do anything. And so the Sunday morning, my wife and the kids left for church. And so now I'm lying in bed all alone, looking out the window. And that's what I heard. You hear it? You hear it? Silence can be a very big noise. We're not used to it anymore. And I realized how much I missed just the quietness of life. And I was lying there, I told God, God, when I'm working, it seems to me that I never have enough time to finish what I need to do. Who feels like that? When you work, there's not enough time to finish everything. And so I said, God, but now I'm lying in bed. Now I have so much time, but I also don't want to do this. What's wrong with me, God? Am I going crazy? Then the Lord just said something so dear to my heart. The Lord just said, look here, if you want to achieve anything in life, the position that you're in now and what you're hearing, that is exactly where I want you. Because man shall not live from bread and water alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That will sustain you forever and ever. And Carlos, if you want to talk, and this is the other thing that God said, if you want to talk to me about being industrious, you can only be industrious and productive if you spend enough time with me. And so the Lord took me to, my sermon's name is Producing Fruit, and the Lord took me to John chapter 15, verse 8. Very, very beautiful explanation that Jesus gives to His disciples about productivity. Jesus said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. The word abide appears 8 times in this beautiful piece of scripture. God just showed me from His point of view, how does productiveness and fruitfulness look like? And so the first thing, relationship with the true vine produces fruit. Jesus said, at that beginning, Jesus said, I'm the true vine. Do you know there's imitations of the true vine? Jeremiah states it this way, I had planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt wild vine? In other words, if there's a true vine, there's a false vine. If there's a true vine, there can be a corrupt vine. And God told me, if you want to be productive, you better be connected to the true vine, the true Jesus. And so what is important for me, what God told me on the bed, is that we need to discern the authentic Christ. It's something that we really must get into the last days. Discerning the authentic Christ. The Apostle Paul says, there's a lot of people that is going to come to you and they are going to preach another Christ. And then the Apostle Paul says, they're going to preach another gospel. And then the Apostle Paul says, they're going to preach from another spirit. And what we're talking about is counterfeit anointings. And so God says, my child, if you want to be productive, be connected to the true vine. Christ-likeness is part of biblical productivity. I have the privilege of talking with a lot of people that's in ministry. And I can tell you, within ministry, when it comes to productivity, people tend to have disrespect for one another, which is a challenge if you walk with other ministers or other people. And Jesus says this, if that is the truth that you're connected to the true vine, you must become like me. So in ministry at this stage, there's so many people that is just so disrespectful. They don't have manners. They don't understand protocol when it comes to ministry. And there's no respect for each other's ministry. And Jesus just simply says, if there's no respect for one another, then there's no Christ-likeness. Because Jesus respects each and every one of us. Jesus would never impose himself upon you. Jesus will never force you. And Jesus will never win you into submission. We're talking about the true vine. We're talking about productiveness. Why am I saying this? Sometimes we get so productive, we run over people. Jesus said, that's not the true vine. When you want to be productive, you better respect somebody else. In Afrikaans, you can't even man a hoptail skop nie. The Judugwe, whatever the case may be. But you know what? I want us to be careful when we pursue vision that we don't hurt other people in the way that we want things to be done our way. I'm talking about the true vine. I'm talking about the truthfulness of Christ. I'm talking about productivity. And let me just say this to you. If people can't respect you for who they are, if they're Christians and they can't respect you for what you're busy with and what God is busy doing in your life, I can tell you that they're most probably not connected to the true vine, because God will never operate in that way. That's a counterfeit Jesus. And as I was lying there, I said, God, this is so true as what you're saying to me here. Because if there's a true vine, there's a corrupt vine. And corruption of who Jesus is, it's going to become really, really dangerous in these last days. And the reason why Jesus talked about abide, abide, abide is because Jesus was talking about relationship. He said, you better have a relationship with me if you want to bear fruit. If you don't bear fruit, but it's going good with you, the chances are really good that you are having worldly success and not godly fruitfulness. Are you with me? And so we must seek first the truth, which is a person. So if you want to know if you are productive, pray and ask God, God, am I becoming more like your son Jesus? It's a really simple test, eh? For ministering for yourself. How productive am I? Am I becoming like Jesus? If you're growing and you're becoming like Jesus, you're becoming mature and you're becoming productive. It's really quiet in you. Did I say something wrong? Second, pruning leads to fruitfulness. We must allow God to prune us. God must take away the things that makes us unproductive. So what we usually do within the kingdom, we get sentimental about the wrong things. In the kingdom, you can't be sentimental. Jy kan nie sentimentele waarde hê aan goed wat God nie aanstaan nie. You can't be sentimental about the things that doesn't build God's kingdom and pursue His vision. Jesus said it. If you put your hand to the plow, my brother, you better not look back. That's the Bronx translation from America. Oh, it's very weird. Do not be sentimental about fruitless works. Just watch this. Matthew chapter 13 verse 12. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken away from them. In other words, if you don't allow God to prune you so that you can grow, God will take away everything that you have and give to other people who allows Him to prune them. You see it? Now, it looks very harsh, but God works that way. If you don't want to repent, if you don't want to grow, I'll take what you have and I'll give it to somebody else. That's God. And so it's a really difficult one for people to understand when they talk about a sovereign God, a God who understands protocol, a God who understands respect, and a God who understands respect for things holy. That is why Jesus said, never cast your pearls before swine. Because Jesus understands this principle of pruning and this principle of being productive within the kingdom. It's important that we do it His way. And pruning has a lot to do with repentance. At this stage, in this world, there's a gospel that is being preached by some preachers that says repentance isn't important anymore. That's another gospel. Walk away from it. You walk away from it. If people cannot preach repentance, you get up and you walk away from it. They're preaching another Christ and they're preaching another gospel from another spirit. It's counterfeit. Repentance is the key to growth. Repentance is the key to salvation. Repentance is the key to your relationship with Jesus Christ. And people don't preach forgiveness anymore. We don't want to forgive each other anymore. Why? No, God is a God of grace. But Jesus says it. Look, if you want me to forgive you, you better forgive other people. Otherwise, we can't ever talk about being Christian. We can't have this conversation if you don't understand this much, Al. Are you with me? We're talking about pruning. We're talking about a place of growth. We're talking about being productive. And it's more quiet. Should I stop preaching? Number three, fruitfulness is produced by receiving pure seed. God's word is pure. Be careful of contamination. Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. Julle het hom gesien, hè? Jesus sê het mos vir hulle. You want to fight there again, Hein, where Jesus says, you are already clean because of the words that I've spoken to you? Because I just want people to look at that scripture, because it's really important that we see what Jesus is saying. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. In other words, Jesus says, because of the relationship that you have with me and the words that I've spoken to you, you are already clean. In other words, whatever God says to you, it's pure seed. If you receive what God says to you, and you're obedient to what he says to you, you will be productive. Have you noticed I'm not talking about money? Have you noticed I'm not talking about material stuff? I am talking about productivity. Now, God doesn't have a problem with money. God doesn't have a problem with material blessings. But that is not a sign of biblical Christian productivity. God had a captive audience when I was lying on my bed. I could go nowhere. I just had to write and repent a lot. God, I miss you. You know, I was lying there. So God's word is pure. Productivity focuses on biblical success and not busyness. Busyness is not a sign of productivity. You know us, we can be busy with a whole lot of nonsense. Is it so? And you know, when you're at your work, you must work. Please understand me. Don't preach the gospel when you need to see patients. Don't preach the gospel when you work in a bank. You must be productive at the workplace, because that is what God expects from you. A lot of people, they get really... best way to put it in Afrikaans, hulle raak so dagarokerig. You know. They blur the lines. They want to preach the gospel and they want to pray for everybody at work, but their work's never finished. So it's Jesus this and Jesus that, and when the boss calls them, where's your reports? Oh, Jesus said I must first do this. Now, sometimes I just wish Jesus could walk in there and do the cleansing of the temple thing. You know, so that somebody can understand what it is about. But just watch this. What do you think? I want you to see this. Look at how Jesus sees success. Biblical success and how Jesus sees productivity. Just watch this. We're going to do a bit of math. Why do you think if a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that he sent that went astray? Jesus go for the one sheep. It's one out of the 100. 1% success rate. Now that's success. Sometimes we want to talk to the 99 that does not want to listen. If the 99 does not want to be productive, I'll go after the 1% that wants to be. Are you with me? Sometimes we waste our time with the 99. But that's a 1% success rate. But it's success. It's biblical success. It's productive to leave the 99 to go after the 1. Do you see it? Jesus does it. We should do it. Luke chapter 15 verse 8. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? One coin. It's 1 out of 10. It's 10%. 10% success rate, but it's success. It's productive. It's productivity. What you need to go, okay, I know now you're thinking, now what does the 1% got to do with me at the 10? You must go ask God, what is the 1% for you? What does the 10% mean for you? Are you with me? We're talking about biblical productivity. Luke chapter 15 verse 32, and it was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this is your brother. You was dead and now he's alive. You was lost and now he's found. Two brothers, one brother is saved, 50% success. But it is success. And in this case, I've seen this so many times, we talk to the brother that we shouldn't be talking to. Die ouer broer, wat daar buite is. Ons spandeer so baie tyd met ouer broers. Oof. Instead of just spending time with the one that's coming back. It's a 50% success rate. Watch this. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. 100% success rate. Sometimes you will be 60% successful. Sometimes you will be 30% successful. But why am I telling this? Because we need to celebrate the varying levels of success. If you are going to feel negative about the 99, if you are going to feel negative about the other brother, if you are going to feel negative about the 70%, if you are going to feel negative about the 60%, can I say what's going to happen to you? Burnout. Depression. Burnout and depression. That is why I'm explaining to you the various levels of success within kingdom context. That is why I'm explaining to you biblical productivity. We need to celebrate what God is doing within our lives right now. That's productive. People that moan is unproductive. Clark Houser is onproductief. Punt. En God het dit vir ons bewys. Hoe? Okay, julle klaar? Klaar vir 40 jaar in die woestyn. Klaar, 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 klaar. Moan, moan, moan. 40 years within the desert, because God can't work with unproductive people. God hates, not the people, God hates moaning. God hates complaining. He doesn't like it. I can tell you this, he doesn't even listen to your prayers. When you complain, moaning, it's not God's style. What did you say, Wani? Growling. For Wani, yung moaning and growling. Grommerig. God don't understand it, people. I'm hammering this point in. You know how many pastors and people burn out? They come to a place where they never see the positive. At this stage, me and my wife, people that's negative, I don't give a lot of mic time. I don't give them mic time. If I hear they start complaining, I grab the mic back. Say, sorry. So it's a word. Mooi, die Here seën jou, die Here is met jou. Die Here gaan jou stuur. You know, I don't give a lot of negative people my, and I'm not talking about baby Christians. I'm talking about people that has been Christians for 3, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. That doesn't have the capacity to appreciate what God is doing within their lives, being productive, being connected to the vine, being connected to the true vine. Are you with me? Does it make sense what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't mean that I'm burning bridges and chasing people away. I'm not doing that. All that I'm saying is, there's one out of the 99, there's another brother that really wants to go. I'll rather go with him now. There comes a time when we need to decide. In Afrikaans sê dit maar die mooiste, is die glas nou half leeg of half vol? The glass of water, is it half full or is it half empty? Now, I'm a half full type of person. And believe me, God hears me tonight. My wife won't allow me to be a half empty type of person. And I won't allow her. We can't go there. We've talked about this, baby. Get negative. And when I get negative, I'm saying, hey. Look at what God's doing now. You see, we can't complain. Productivity, it's beautiful. Fruitfulness is reflected within your prayer life. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. If you're productive and if you bear fruit, your prayer life will show it. I always tell people, if you talk to somebody and that person is going through a tough patch, ask that person to pray. Listen how that person prays. Do you know how a conqueror prays? A conqueror prays as if he sees everything in front of him and he has a confidence in Christ. And then you hear other people pray. We don't have meat. We were in Egypt. Egypt was so nice. It was so brilliant. God, help us, God. We're dying, God. And then I have to stop people and tell them, look here, you're approaching God in a wrong way. Productive people never talks about Egypt. We talk about Canaan. Isn't that so? Ons praat nie oor Egypte nie, mense. Hoekom wil ons altyd oor Egypte praat? Why do we always want to talk about Egypt? We talk about the promised land, the grapes, the blessings. The bigger the giants we have a bride, the harder they fall. We don't get scared. We're ready for them. Are you with me? We like David. We tell our giants, I'm going to kill you twice. First with a stone, then I'm going to cut off your head. Then I'm going to walk with your head under my arm so that people can see. Meet Goliath. Oorlog Goliath. The posture, the focusedness of a conqueror in Christ. Not vanity, not anger, but a confidence in what Christ has done for you. Do you know what Christ did for you so that you can be fruitful? Weet jy wat het die Here vir jou gedoen sodat jy vrugtevol kan wees? Yes, like it. As jy dit nie weet nie, dan weet jy dit vanaand. He said, if you abide in me and you ask anything according to my will, I will give it to you. Jesus doesn't say beg me. Sinila. He doesn't say beg me for it. He just says, you just ask me and I'll give it. Because you're my son. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Fruitfulness will bring glory to God. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. A disciple is fruitful. A disciple is fruitful. A disciple of Jesus Christ cannot not be fruitful. Fruitlessness is not of the Lord. Growth depends on the person. I'm not talking about growth. Some people grow faster, some people grow slower. God will meet you there. That's fine. Don't worry about that. But fruit bearing is another thing. Even if you grow slow, you still have fruit. Are you with me? Because some will say 30%. Someone will say 60%. Somebody else will say 5%. But as long as there's growth, as long as there's a productivity with which Christ can work. And that is important that we do understand this. And look at any ministry, any person, any successful Christian. If their business does not bring glory to God within their demeanor and the way they speak, what does Jesus say? It must bring glory to me. It will bring, it's another test, just a litmus test, that it's important to see it's of the Lord. Fruitfulness. That's all that I want to say this evening. And you know why am I saying this to you? All of us have the ability to be fruitful because we connected to the vine. We connected to the vine, people. We are like trees planted where we can bear fruit. That is Christ's heart. That is the blessing that Christ has brought to each and every one of us.